As companies look to expand oil and gas exploration in Alaska, many worry about the possibility of a spill and how wildlife, including polar bears, would be cared for. New equipment has given the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service the capability to treat polar bears on the scene, which until now hasn't been a possibility. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
A large stainless steel enclosure sits on display in the parking lot of the Alaska Zoo in Anchorage. Outwardly, it's not terribly impressive. In many aspects, it looks like an oversized dog kennel, if that kennel was designed to handle a fully grown agitated polar bear. Jerry Carter is the president of Carter 2 Systems, the company that designed the holding module. He takes us inside for a quick tour.
There's two animal doors to access the transport crates, as you can see here, and then one man door that we just came through, accessible by a key, spring-loaded, front and back, so you can lock the animal in or lock people out.
The main enclosure is 12 feet wide and 12 feet long, with plenty of headroom for an adult human standing up. Flanking the holding module are two transport crates, which would hold a polar bear while in transit to the holding module from wherever it's found. Despite the enclosure's rather large size, it can all fit into a standard-sized shipping container that you would see behind a semi-truck. Carter says the holding module actually collapses all the way from its full-size 12-foot width to less than 2 feet.
When it collapses, the ceiling panels come down, floor panels come up, and then it collapses together like that.
This feature makes it easier to transport wherever it's needed. Susie Miller, a polar bear biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, says that's what makes this piece of equipment ideal.
We wanted to have something that was relatively portable that we could deploy in a field to a field situation, like if you had a spill in a remote area, that you could all this equipment fits inside this Connex, and you could, you know, take that Connex via C-130 or cargo aircraft or barge, deploy it to a field site, and treat bears more rapidly, if you know, in the field.
The enclosure provides a space to clean oil from the bears and for veterinarians to observe and treat them if necessary. Miller says the holding module will likely just house one bear, or possibly a family of bears, which would include a mother and small cubs. But there are other situations where multiple bears could share the same space.
It does also allow us to treat adult males, or another scenario might involve sibling bears, second-year cubs, or bears that are released from their mother. They're no longer dependent on their mother, but they're still hanging around together. We call them sub-adults. You could potentially put two sub-adults together, but you wouldn't put strange bears that weren't related, non-related bears together.
Once it's broken down and packed into the Connex, it will be shipped up to Dead Horse on the North Slope, where it will be based out of. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.